This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Welcome to the show. Rounding out the week, Thursday show. We did a full week of shows this week. I feel accomplished.
Yeah.
The past couple weeks I've been skipping, you know, here and there. It's just been tough to get them all in. Feels
well,
good
home.
What we've done Monday through Thursday. Boom, 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 boom.
Ow.
You know? Getting them all out. Love doing the show still. Just want to remind everyone that I could be, I sometimes bitch a lot. I actually had a call with my agent.
I don't think it's a
managers.
Show, it's life usually.
Yeah, it's everything but
life
the show.
Then.
But because, much like family and friends, like
yeah.
when you are stressed and like in a bad mood and life is getting at you, you like take it out on the thing you love the most that you know will always be there for you. The besties lose out on me when I'm busy. That's the first thing to go because I know you'll understand. And
yes.
I know you'll always love me. It's kind of the same thing.
I get it.
I even had a discussion with my managers, my agents, managers and agents the other day on the phone, and we were just going over all like the beats of my career, and they, you know, the last thing was like, and how's the podcast? And I was like, I love it. No complaints. Let's like, it's awesome. And you know, they're surprised that I can fit that in with everything else. They're like, 4 days? You're doing okay? And I'm like, yeah, it's honestly, when on a rough week, it's just another thing. And then sometimes it'll be like, okay, I got to do that. But the second I start doing it, never am I like, oh, like
yeah.
It's always fun the whole time.
And 4 days.
And when I don't have anything going on, it is the best. It's good all around.
I like that it gives my life structure.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a little bit of structure, at least I have something to look forward to each day.
Yes.
I love doing it. And 4 days versus 2 days. 2 days, I have another pod that I do 1 day a week that feels harder sometimes than doing this 4 days. I don't know what it is about repetitiveness and doing more that becomes easier because it becomes a habit.
Yeah, I always say like when I've done podcasts for one day a week, and for some reason they really like it comes around. And you're like, oh God,
it builds.
Like, that's why I don't do guitar lessons anymore, voice lessons, like this one a week thing. For some reason, when you get it done, you go, oh, I have a whole week before I have to do it again. And it's like it's there the next day.
I know.
And it's like always you just dread this part of your week because you didn't do enough prep for it. If it's every day, you don't have an if you didn't do prep, it like makes sense because it's every day. I do more things because then the quality doesn't have, like, there's not a bunch of, there's, if it's one a week, people are like, this better be the best thing ever. But if there's four a week, you can go, well, it's not, if you don't like it, it's because I do four a week. It's like a defense, too.
I get it.
Can I read you a review, which I don't read the reviews on the show because I'm, you know, like, I do what you do. I just, like, blur my eyes. But this one,
Andrew does.
Yeah, Andrew does.
He'll recognize this one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Just do four words. I'll finish the sentence.
Okay. I just want to say.
I love Nikki's energy on the show. She always seems so happy to be there.
No, no, no. I just want to say thank you to Nikki for coming
honestly,
up.
That was a real comment that we got recently.
That's nice.
For coming up with the 4 days a week radio show like feel to this podcast. I'm a huge fan. Look forward to it. Yada yada. I don't have to keep reading the rest.
Here's
but I like that they recognized that it was like kind of a radio format because that's what you wanted.
That is what I wanted. I like something every day. And even when I have a podcast I listen to, I get sad when it's just once a week and then they'll take a break and it's like 2 weeks without something. It's too long.
Also, people work every day. They want something every day.
Yeah. So we should work every day.
Yeah. To do a ledger on fucking Microsoft Excel.
What's a ledger?
Heath. My friend. You know my boy.
Yeah. Your boy Heath that you saw all over Europe.
Yeah. God bless him. A ledger is like, did you ever do Excel in college? I guess you're an English major.
I remember like having to learn how to do a spreadsheet in college or something. Dude, like for, you know, you learn Excel.
I was in this Excel class. It wasn't like Excel. Like,
yeah, we know.
It was D-Cell, yeah. You know? And like, I cheated on everything, but you couldn't cheat in this class because like, it wasn't really like a test. Like, at the end, you had to like...
You have to build something.
You have to build. And with Excel, everything connects. So like, you can't just like type in and plug and play, like put a number in. Like, you have to like... it's all functions and like... It all comes together. Like my brother who does finance, he can literally write on it like he's typing normally and it all connects. Like everything.
Yes.
Like limitless shit. Like,
yeah, it's like a secret language.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And I didn't do it at all. And it came time to the final. And
did you fail?
I just tried to plug and you're like, you can't just put
that stuff was so confusing. I had a programming class too where you had to like do a little bit of coding, like very basic. I forget the program it was.
Us coding is the funniest.
What it did do, though, is like kind of teach me what coding is.
Yeah.
Like it gave, like I would have, you know how you're
what
like,
is it?
You don't end to do that. You know how you like have no, don't do that.
Come on, what's C++ over there?
Well, it's like there's an internet language.
That's what you got in the class.
That makes things do, like when I think about algorithms and like, okay, it makes me understand they create a code that's like everyone that typed in this then run that against like I don't understand how it's done, but I guess I understand the theory behind it.
Also, I think sometimes we give this like nerdy shit too much credit where we could learn. I really think
you can learn anything if you care enough about
it. Yeah. I couldn't care. I hear the word code and I'd rather learn, I don't know, how to blow a hamster or something. Like, just anything other than the word code. I don't know why. Some words just really bother me, and I don't want to learn about them.
Coding?
Ugh.
You don't want to learn.
Coding, algebra.
But I thought you liked math.
I was just better at it.
Yeah.
So I did it.
It's so funny. You probably are good at math, and you just will never access that part of your brain because you just didn't try.
I probably could have came up with a cure for...
For
blowing a hamster pox. I could have done something with this brain.
Whatever
probably
disease
more.
That would release, whatever virus that would release into the population from you blowing a hamster.
I could probably like learn how to spread more COVID. Yeah. Like whatever disease, I could probably learn a gene code that would make it worse.
It is interesting what we'd be capable of if we just had an interest in it. I mean, that's why it's so important to encourage young kids to be like, you're good at this, and like make them feel, give them self-worth from being like exceptional at something. Because having a passion for coding is not something that is easy as having a passion for, you know, I know there are some people that do have a passion for it just innately, but.
Well, especially girls, like, yes. Engineering, that's what you always hear with the wage gap. Well, women don't learn engineering. That's always something you hear.
Yeah.
Good. Like, good for you for not learning. Like, who to. No, I'm not kidding. Well, I'm kidding. But, like, if you are feeling that and you're into it, it's not a boys' thing, engineering.
Well, the reason they don't feel it is because they don't get encouraged to because do it. It's a boys' thing. Yeah. And so girls are told, like, oh, your drawing is pretty, but they're not. Told that, like,
I think women would make unbelievable architects, and they probably don't lean into that enough.
There are women architects out there.
I think like women could, like,
examples of them.
My grandmother was an architect and an engineer. So
really,
your argument, Andrew?
Yeah,
I didn't say
your grandmother.
First of all, I think your grandma did a little bit of fun drawing with crayons.
Become an, like, that's pretty impressive for a woman. I'm guessing who is. Probably would be in her 90s now.
Well, she passed away like 20 years ago. She also survived Auschwitz. So,
Jesus Christ, she became an engineer and an architect. What did she design?
She worked for an architecture firm, and then she started engineering roads.
Would she tell you the story about Auschwitz?
Yeah. Would you? Did you talk to her?
What
about
was
it?
Harder, architecture school or Auschwitz? I'm Jewish. I could ask that question. Really, did she tell you the story of
architecture school? So Steven Spielberg in the 90s, he collected stories of the Holocaust survivors,
mm-hmm.
and her story is in there, and I was able to find it in the archives. The only problem is that she tells it in Romanian, and I tried to get my dad to interpret it for me, but like watching it with him, she would talk for like 5 minutes, then I'm like, okay, Dad, what does she say? Oh, yeah, they moved the family to the ghetto. Like, but she just talked for 5 minutes.
Oh,
she said
I hate
more
when
than
translators
that.
Do that.
So I have to figure out a way to translate the video so I could really get the full story.
That is so
I'm
funny.
Sure, there's a bestie out there who speaks Romanian.
Her dad downplayed his mom's.
Well, it's probably hard for him to listen to.
Like, say. That's a good point.
So Steven Spielberg talked to your grandma?
It was, I don't know if
or
it was
one of his
Spielberg.
Producers.
Himself, it was just a project that he worked on to try to.
How did you find it?
Stories. There's the Shoah Foundation in California, and I just went on their website, and they have videos of all the survivors. And the way that my grandmother's last name is spelled, there's like a hyphen in it, and I didn't know, so I just went through like each picture until I found her. It was like such a great moment for me.
Oh my God, that's so exciting! Did you know her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did you ever talk to her about how old was she when she was there?
She was a child, I think between 8 and 12.
My God.
Did your family move to Israel after World War II? Is that what happened?
No, they moved to Israel in the 70s. There was
Did she have a tattoo?
Yep. That's how I was,
God.
You know, like as kids, we would always see it on her arm and we would go, oh, what's that? There was like a barcode, you know? You know, she would tell us about the Holocaust, as you can tell a child. But I really want, like,
the
full
story. That's
the
money I saved at Barney's, you know? That's fine, I'm Jewish.
My lottery numbers.
And you're just like, my grandma's so badass, she has a tattoo.
Yeah.
She's like, spring break.
Yeah, I got this spring break 84.
Cabo Wabo.
And Dachau.
Jesus.
Like, I went to Dachau. It was fucking intense.
What is really? Dachau?
It's another camp. Concentration camp.
Oh. What was it like? What do you remember of it? Were you hungover?
Yes. I might have still been drunk, to be honest. I asked where the keg was, and they're like, this is like not the place. I was like, oh, this isn't the Hofbrauhaus? Hofbrauhaus is where they carry 6 beers. A girl will hold.
Oh, yeah, with like the
big
tits coming out.
My buddy hooked up with the girl. I was like, your dick must have been so pathetic in her strong 6 beer hands.
I love that you always think of that.
Yeah, of course. So we go to Dachau, And it's a weird experience because, like, as a Jew, you're supposed to, like, really, I should, like, be really sad and, like, but I'm also hungover, so I'm already sad about that. And then I see a bunch of, like, German kids on, like, a field trip. And you know when you're on a field trip, you'd go to, like, some horrible museum that, like, you should
yeah,
really...
Yeah, it's honoring, like, the Native Americans who were slaughtered on this land. And you're just, like, the kids yeah. are, like, laughing and running yeah. around. And,
so that's
yeah.
what all these German... So it was kind of weird, too, because they're to...
Yeah.
Whatever. It's not on them. And they actually teach that history really well, apparently, in Germany. But, like, them just going, nah. Like, and I was just like, I was annoyed. A little offended, but I was sure. also like, they're fucking young kids. Like, I don't give a shit.
What offends you guys?
Very few things.
Like, let's talk about being offended.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to figure out, like, what does offend me? I think what offends me is when people who know better are close-minded mm-hmm. just to have, like, an easy, like, kind of flashy response to something. Yeah. And, like, they spread misinformation or, like, some kind of attitude about something that I know other people will glom onto when they fucking know better.
That's the worst.
And maybe they don't know better, but they know that if they just looked into it a little bit more, they would know better. And that I think that that literally offends me. I mean, I went off today about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing because I just yeah. can't anyway. Like, these fucking men, mostly men, who are just salivating at the idea of a woman who is
lying,
claiming yeah. abuse, might be lying. Like, guys fucking love when rape victims are liars or when there's any evidence, because then finally they get to negate everyone else. They fucking love it. And it's like, it is such the exception to the rule, whether Amber Heard is lying or not. Like, your excitement over her, your just blasting everywhere what a fucking lying, shriveling, sniveling cunt she is disseminating an idea that that women are liars.
Yes.
And, like, you can be mad at her. Keep it to your fucking self. It's one example. And guess what? Her testimony yesterday, sorry. I believe her.
Yeah. And anyone going, she's an actress. Well, first of all, she hasn't been in anything recently. So, no, I'm just kidding. That'd be such a funny defense.
I know,
like,
her actually, she's not allowed to have feelings because then they're always acting.
Yeah, that I mean, but it's just
and people are saying,
but it's just such a way to negate
yeah,
any truth.
Anything she does.
Because she's and an actor. Go, she didn't wear makeup.
A lot of comments are, that's not how victims victims don't remember that many details, and it's like, yeah, some victims don't. But
yeah.
like,
you and don't... just because Johnny Depp's cool with his, like, driver and he comes up listening to Bob Marley and he's in your favorite movie as a fun
he's
pirate.
He's drinking the entire time, too, by the way. Everyone who, like, he's drinking alcohol. He's a fucking addict.
Yeah. Which,
I feel bad for him because he struggles. Something happened in his life that makes him an abusive, you know, manic
yeah.
person. That changes, but, like, he definitely abused her.
And poor Johnny.
From what I believe.
Here's the other thing, too. And if our friend John Depp, Jonathan Depp, if he was a woman and everyone's like, he can't get work anymore. A lot of his work was based off he was a gorgeous man.
Yeah.
Kind of let himself go.
Yes.
If a woman let herself go, no one would go. Oh,
great point.
She's missed out on so much work.
No, great point. Because there's no work for... Do I have a booger?
No, I do. Probably.
Are you sure? You just did it to me like you were really showing me something.
Oh, really?
And it's so weird because I felt a booger. What do you think that is?
This is to
run the
third. If
you're going like this to me, beneath your nose...
It's grow a Hitler mustache, finally.
There was
and moved to Auschwitz.
There's nothing... Jesus Christ.
I'm Jewish.
God.
No, yeah, but yeah, so
you're
yeah, so
right.
yeah, so like he aged out of being the hot himbo. He's not a himbo anymore.
That's such a good point.
You know who he's like? He's turning into
Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, it's okay to go, hey, I like Johnny
but
Depp
in movies.
But he
probably is losing work because men get disgusting and they still get work. Women get disgusting and they don't get work.
Unless you're like, there's like two exceptions to that rule that I could
yeah.
think of.
Yeah, too, and then those roles are always given to those two women.
Yeah,
that get old, that are not disgusting, just old and bloated.
Yeah, old,
which
and
is
bloated.
What happens to you.
Yeah,
when you,
you
get old,
you become a freaking dead fish.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. Oh, poor Johnny, just stop making assumptions when you've heard nothing, when you've only seen little clips of her crying, when you just people are just
the thing too, it's like
defaulting to she's a liar and he's a hero. And guess what? Even if everything about her is true, he can also be a piece of shit. Yes. Why can't both be true? That's, it's so weird to me
that's
that like
the answer.
Why can't they both be terrible? It's like even if she is the worst person you can think of, lied so much, why can't he also be that way? If anything, a lot of times two people that are terrible do find each other.
Yeah.
It's not always one person is the it doesn't have to be it's just it's not like pouring water out of one glass and the other one's empty. There's enough terribleness to go around to fill both of them. They're both probably pretty awful. But I do believe he was abusive to her. The way she describes the first time he hit her is very upsetting.
And the finger stuff of him looking for his drugs. It's like a weird specific lie. But
yeah, it's traumatizing.
I guess that could be.
She's and then 22 else years old, by the way. He's 46.
At that time?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's just, he's a narcissist, love bombing.
Also, what does she have to gain? Money? Is that what it is? That what is
fame?
But she's not going to get more acting roles after this.
Well, this is all because she wrote an article about the abuse on the heels of the Me Too movement. Maybe maybe people could accuse her of trying to get in on that because a lot of people were getting attention during that time, becoming a victim. Then she got money. She donates the money I think she got from that. Then he is suing for defamation, and then she is countersuing for being called a liar, I think is what's happening. It's a big old fucking mess, but I need to empower besties. When you hear people shit-talking Amber Heard, just say that he's a piece of shit too.
Yeah.
Because some reason that gets lost in this. As soon as you demonize her, he's a saint. I will never support anything he does ever again. He is a monster. Just listen to the testimony. Read it. Why don't you read it and not watch it? Because I know you're going to get caught up in the, oh, she's acting. Just read it. See if you think someone could like formulate that kind of book. It's just, and if you're going to believe him, he's an actor too, motherfuckers.
He's a really good actor. Yeah.
So why is he being on? Why are we not calling his testimony acting? Oh, because he's has such a swagger and he's laughing and he's sipping out of this little fucking drink that has alcohol in it for fucking sure. He's a joke.
And then this is the thing as man code or whatever it is. It's like you're a cuck bitch if you go Johnny Depp, like is actually a piece of shit too. Like if you agree with women about like,
oh my god, I just saw this Rogan clip with Giannis where Giannis goes, I'll tell you about it when we get back from break. Andrew!
I'm over here, coming through the window, down the chimney, up the road, and to the floor. I'm here, baby.
Don't call me baby.
It wasn't you. It was the audience. Generalities.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. how doers get more done.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We're back. I saw this clip that Giannis posted of him on Rogan, and they were talking about how, like,
smoking
he
cigars.
Looks at a, yeah, smoking cigars. They're talking about how a chihuahua,
oh,
he's like 99% of a chihuahua's DNA is like compatible with a wolf. And then Rogan says, yeah, 99% of a male feminist DNA is that of a Viking. And it's like, what, since when are male feminists the, like, the worst thing to, it's just a guy. Do you know what, if are we really back at this point where, like, what is a feminist?
Mm-hmm.
What is a feminist?
Me?
No, what is one? Do you know what a feminist
a
is?
A feminist is,
do you know what the definition of that is?
Someone that supports women?
No, someone who wants equal
or
rights.
Or equal rights, yeah, that's
and
it.
For women to be treated equally.
Yes.
Across the board.
That's pretty simple.
That's what a feminist is. It's not anything. It's not a guy who's a pussy or who is wearing, you know, I don't know, like, what, bracelets? Or, it, like,
you know what guys get mad about? They get mad because
they are using feminism to fuck women.
To fuck women and to get.
What do you think?
Giannis
or Joe Rogan
is
doing to fuck women? Like, everything's to fuck women.
Yes.
Looking cool. Eating elk. No offense. I love Rogan. I think he's a good guy. But stop this.
Yeah.
Because this is what annoys me. He knows better. He knows.
He would say it's a joke.
I know. Granted, it's a joke, but it's a joke that dumb people go, yeah, male feminists are the worst.
Yes,
they're the anti-Viking.
Yes.
And then they hate any guy.
Also, Vikings raped your mother. Is that cool? Is that tough? Hey, dude, if I was hanging with a Viking today,
so
he'd rape and pillage my whole family, dude, and then we'd have beards after because that dude can squat 480 pounds.
Everything is to fuck women. Everything.
Yes.
I know some men use feminism to be like, oh.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
They wear a feminist AF shirt to attract women, and they sometimes go to rallies to meet women. I get it. But they're the exception.
Yes.
Noah?
Well, I was going to say, and again, I am, like, you asked in the last segment what, like, outrages us or boils our blood, and you actually hit on it where it's like two things could be the truth at the same time. So, like, when people can't see that, that's the thing that outrages me. So I'm only playing devil's advocate, and I saw the clip, but I don't remember exactly how it went. But could it be that Rogan was pointing out, you know, like, the Vikings were savages and they were dragging women around by their hair? Could it be that it was, like, the opposite thing, that, like, how far they've come?
No? I wish. It was, like...
That would have been nice, huh?
Little girly...
Yeah, I get what you're saying,
F-wordy
too.
Male feminists are still of the same. Can you imagine, like, it's comparing a chihuahua to a wolf and then saying a male feminists are a chihuahua, this little shrimpy, insignificant, kind of, like, feminine dog compared to this ferocious, manly Viking. That was the comparison. Now, Rogan
Chihuahuas
knows better.
Chihuahuas are the smartest dogs.
He wasn't. I know they are. Well, I don't know.
I don't think he was going there.
It was a joke made at the expense of male feminists, which is fine. It's a joke. It really is fine. It just perpetuates hating men who support women and who support equality and making the word feminist. It's just lazy.
Mm. Yeah. I think Rogan on many issues, like, picks always, like, he does have moral high ground. And like I was just watching this because now gay marriage is being.
But the thing is, Rogan is a feminist.
Yeah,
Rogan is a huge feminist. I feel
who
that from him
to be very strong.
So much in my soul when I'm with him. Like, he's not a racist. He's not a sexist. Like, I really do feel like but he is a capitalist and he is a comedian.
And he has a very large male audience.
Yes, and
that probably lifts a lot of kettlebells. But that being said,
you know, like we all are as comedians, he is susceptible to making a dumb joke, which that's what it was. It was just a stupid joke, but that's just me. Do you not feel that way?
I mean, I literally was just watching a clip of him talking to Ben Shapiro about same-sex marriage and him sticking up for 20 minutes for gay people.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm literally on the cusp of that.
I don't think he's homophobic
either. But
I feel like his audience could take that as any man
who supports women is a little bitch.
Is a little chihuahua bitch.
Well, that's what, like, so I saw this Tank Good News or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He posted this thing about abortion where he lists off, like, 15 different scenarios where I support women getting an abortion. Just like example, specific story like that really make you think like, oh, here's the exact, I don't know, just really put into light. So I shared it on my story. And as a man who's like fucking lifts weights and I played lacrosse my whole life, I share this and I get more hearts on it. Thank you for being an ally from all these women, you know? And part of my fucking monkey strong brain is like, fuck, I didn't do it to get these like accolades, like it almost feels like, because that's so ingrained in my head that, wait, what? What's the look? I really didn't. Oh, the word. Oh, shit.
Wait, I like how time ever, you actually did a long U for like in the, you know, you usually say regular, you usually say turbulence.
Oh, God.
But you said accolades.
It's Accutane and AIDS. It's when you get acne from a horrible virus.
Accolades.
What do you say?
It's actually the way you say the other things.
You know,
wrong.
It really sucks because I had a nice speech going.
No, I get. No, we understand. I understand what you're saying.
No,
you didn't
not,
do it.
I think
for
it's
all
very
that.
Funny, though. It's very funny for a guy to have a nice soliloquy, and then he can't say soliloquy. And then he just says, "Fucking." What's the other word for soliloquy? A monologue. He should have went with monologue.
Yeah.
So instead of accolades,
monologue.
This is why I don't support women. They come after my language.
It's not fair. That wasn't
meathead.
Fair.
Because I'm a meathead. No. So like you get this positive reinforcement. And then in my head I go, oh, I'm such a little bitch for getting this positive, from really not doing much other than sharing a story.
I get what you're saying.
I think that's what guys get mad about is like some feminists will do the bare minimum of just like writing one thing and then get so much reward. And other guys don't like seeing other guys getting rewarded.
Yes.
For some reason.
Yes.
I don't,
you are also that way about men when they like, you know, that one guy posts about his brother dying and you're like, I feel like he did it.
Bring that up all the time.
But it was just an example of this, of like, he's getting a lot of likes for this. Like, I feel like there was something in this that it was like he wanted the clout.
Sure. And I mean,
but you didn't want the clout at all. Do you think that someone could accuse you of that? That you wanted the clout, but it wasn't true at all. Right.
I just didn't.
So maybe next time you accuse someone of clout, it could be the very same reason. It wasn't that at all.
And
because what if both can be true? Again, what if you could actually like the likes, but also be anti, overturning Roe versus Wade? Why can't you be both? Why can't you be both that, you know, after you get canceled, you do feel sorry when you offer an apology and you do want your career back? People always say he just wants his career back. That's why he did this apology. It's not sincere. It's like, why is an apology not wanting something out of it? Not take away from, can't you both, who doesn't want their career back? And can't you also be sorry? Why can't both
be
true?
There's
we
gray
always,
area everywhere.
But
like people can do a sincere post.
Stop talking about your facial hair. The thing is, you can have both.
You have food in your chin.
I do really hate that.
Wait, what's that? My gray?
No. I hate that yes. people just go, if one thing is true, the other has to be.
But how many times have you seen
Or in breakups, if you have a friend that's going through a breakup, she's the saint, he's yes. the devil. It's like, we do this all the time.
Pick a side.
Honestly, whenever, and I've talked about this before, whenever I am so mad at someone, like we've been in arguments before where I feel like I'm 100% right, you're 100% wrong. And I need to say something because we have to work together. Something has to be said. And I go, what did I do? There has to be something I did that I could do better. Like you got to find, there's always your side of things. Always.
Yeah.
That you can find something.
Well, it's like when you see someone have like,
even if your side of things is to be able to forgive, even if they're not willing to apologize. I know some people are like, but what if I'm raped in an alley? What's my side of it? To honestly move on and try to forgive. That's your side of it. Like to try to not let it ruin you despite that, because it's not in your control. I'm not saying that rape victims, like, what's wrong with you? Get over it. But there's something you can do to move on, to try, to work towards that.
Those are always the hardest though.
I mean, I don't know what that's
like. Not let a tragedy swallow the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've never had a tragedy happen to me, so I don't know what that's like. But I've heard like Elizabeth Smart being able to go, I'm just not gonna let what happened to me in those woods for 9 months, being chained up and raped every day. Not gonna let, he robbed 9 months of my life. Not gonna let him do it for the rest of it. I'm sure she suffers in ways that we don't know, but like the fact that she didn't become a drug addict or like homeless, like just. That and not everyone's capable of doing that. We have no free will. There's no you. Some people's brains are capable of that. Some aren't. But there's always something you can try to do about it. And I know I don't mean to. Please don't come at me and be like, I'm a rape victim. What do you want me to do about it? Like, I'm not saying it's your fault. But for anything, despite just completely violent victim or crimes. There's always something that you can go, I could have done something better here.
I know. It's just such an extreme. That's why
like,
people
what were you
just...
wearing? I'm just kidding, guys. I know. I'm just kidding.
Was
please
it,
don't come at
was
me.
Was it a turtleneck? I think so, too. I think sometimes, too, like we could see like a post or like someone that you know them personally, right? And you know that maybe they're not the best person personally, but then they'll do something where it's like this grandiose thing of like, showing how good of a person they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those are hard things to swallow too sometimes. You know what I mean?
Oh, when you secretly know someone's a bag of shit.
Yeah.
And they do something and everyone's like.
But both can be true. You can support a movement and be a piece of shit.
Yes.
You could give to a charity and, you know, kill babies on the side. Like there's duality to everything.
Yes.
And there's a gray area on my beard. And I just like. But it's so hard for us to fucking do that. We need it to be simple.
You're either good or evil. Good or evil, yeah. But I also think that there could be, like, I can say, oh, that's nice that that person donated money. That's a nice thing. But I still hate them. And I'm not going to actually give them credit for that. I'm glad it happened. But I'm not willing to say that they're a good person because of it.
And I think that's where the dead brother thing, that post, that's why, like, in my mind, I'm like, well, that person I know was pretty shitty in other ways, and so, but he could actually really mean this, so I need to work on that in that scenario, I guess, but like, or in any scenario, we need to see like the bigger picture
and that people hurt people. That's like my favorite quote.
Hurt people
12 step quote.
Pussy
yeah pussy Pussy.
Hurt people.
I just love a verb noun combo.
Yeah, it's nice.
Buffalo. That's
soldier.
A sentence. You know that, right?
I thought you were singing Johnny Depp's favorite song. When he gets out of his car smoking weed,
so
like a cool guy.
He is so good.
So good.
He like laughs during the testimony. He draws during Amber Heard's whole testimony where she's crying about everything.
Yeah.
He was drawing some picture or something. He didn't even look at her once. He's just a piece of shit.
Drawing his next tattoo that he's getting on his neck because he don't give a fuck.
Oh my God.
He's from Florida though.
He is?
Yeah. Born and raised.
Is it true that everyone in
Florida,
like people go to Florida to kind of escape their past because there's different like a lawlessness down there?
Yes.
My dad was talking about some woman he and my mom know who's dating some man in Florida, and she's someone who's like, possibly a little naive. And she's like, yeah, you know, I met him. He's a painter. He used to be a doctor. He lost all his money because his wife took it all. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, now he started over and he's a painter. And my parents are just like, this sounds weird. Like, he lost all, like, everything. And now he's just this broke guy, but he used to be a doctor. Like, it just sounds fishy. And she's refusing to Google him. She doesn't need to investigate it at all. She's just taking him at his word. And my parents are like, we'll Google him. And she's like, I don't want to give you his name. And my dad said last night, he's like, Florida, this is happening in Florida. He's like, that's where people go to, like, start over.
Well, there's two reasons to go to Florida. State income tax is zero. So, and
gators.
And if you want to fuck an alligator. Those are two reasons.
I love Florida, but I'm wondering if that's
no,
a thing.
No, there's...
Is it like pre-Mexico?
There is a... like you want to... Yes, there is a way to get away. I'm sure a lot of people... There's a lot of fraud in Florida. There's a lot of like shit.
Mar-a-Lago.
Where my dad got married.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
It's just so insane.
15.
Your dad like looked up to Trump.
First person
to
ever get married. Well, he's taller than him.
What, Trump is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad, yeah, he fucking, my dad and my stepmom loved Donald Trump. But
who
he didn't
love Donald Trump before he was president? I mean, I think.
Florida.
I thought he was just such a joke.
I think.
Everyone like thought he was a joke. It's just so funny. I just don't know of anyone who was like, he's cool.
I don't know why. I guess, you know.
People acted like they thought he was cool, but like it was just around him. Like everyone laughed at him behind his back, though, I thought was the and I was a child growing up.
I think
in this
he's like
of,
the a rich, a, not, well, my dad's not poor, but like if you don't come from a ton of wealth, you see Donald Trump, even though he came from
a ton of wealth.
He's tricked people
into thinking he did it all himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the John Mulaney bit. Trump is what a hobo
thinks a rich man.
Imagines a rich man to be.
Can I be honest though? Mar-a-Lago, like take Trump out of this. Beautiful property.
Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, she's Largo. The next actress in a Johnny Depp film. It's
Mar-a-Lago.
I think bone marrow.
What about it? And then we gotta get to the news.
Beautiful property.
Okay, what? So what?
And an amazing investment. He bought it for like $1 million. It's worth like 40. I'm just saying,
so
like,
he got lucky.
My brother was a member at Trump's golf course years ago before the presidency. An amazing, like, the guy pays attention to, like, for every all the shit we want to say about.
Yeah, because
him,
he doesn't pay people for the jobs that they do.
Just saying that the properties are nice.
I know. But
both can be true. This goes back to the thing.
You can have good taste
both
and not pay
true.
The people.
Trump can be a fucking monster.
I have good taste, too, if I just screwed everyone over. If I just paid people less than they thought they were going to get eventually, and then when they wanted to sue me to get paid, I said, well, I'll sue you back, and you're not going to be able to afford to go to court, so they just have to suck it up and take what I give them, which is less than they agreed to. I would have good taste, too.
But you know what?
But both can
to
be true.
Argue that,
let's get
to
back
argue
to the news.
That, he did pay some people, okay?
He
the
did.
Guy that did the waterfall did a great job, and I'm sure he might have got paid.
It was wonderful.
It was a wonderful, wonderful.
Okay, let's get to the news.
I'm afraid to do a Trump voice because I'm not good at it.
You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
It's Thursday, folks. You know what that means. It is Thursday. Hope you're having all the swells out there. The weekend's coming, and so is my dad every time I say Trump. Pre-presidency. Maybe. Also, we are going to be in Wilkes Bar, which is Wilkes Booth's brother.
Oh, my God. We're going to be in...
take it away.
Castor, Pennsylvania. It's like
Wilkes Bar, Pennsylvania.
And
Wilkes Bar.
It sounds like a disease. He has Wilkes Bar syndrome. It's where your shoulders, you have no neck. Your shoulders are connected to your jaw.
I think I have that.
Wilkes Bar.
Not again.
Well, our bestie, Mitchell, he wanted you to know some fun facts about Wilkes Bar, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Two fun facts. Number one, Wilkes Bar is the birthplace of HBO.
Wow.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Okay,
how did it start
I just picture
there?
A woman screaming and giving birth, and then when the HBO comes out, it goes, like that HBO thing at the beginning. Dun, dun, dun,
then the Larry Sanders Show plays out of its asshole or something.
Okay, so that's interesting. Okay. The birthplace of HBO.
And then the second fun fact,
We are also the city who made Planters peanuts.
Oh.
You like Planters warts?
I love them. I love them so much.
I mean, put it together.
They're the best.
Duality.
Do you know that? Oh, we did that one time, the Mandela effect, where you think things are things and they're not.
Oh, yeah, that he has glasses.
The Planters peanut guy does not have a, it's either a cane or a monocle. He doesn't have a cane.
He does have HPV, though.
He does have HBO, too.
HPV?
Yeah, he doesn't have a cane, I think. And everyone thinks the Planters peanut guy has a cane, but he never has and never will.
I see a monocle and a cane in the right hand.
Doesn't have a cane. It's either he doesn't have a monocle or doesn't have a cane, but one of those he doesn't have and everyone thinks he does.
Maybe if he wasn't a peanut. You know, he's a peanut.
How do you feel about peanuts? What's your favorite nut?
Fucking cashew.
Oh, cashew.
I'm a cashew guy. Oh, pistachio.
I like pecans because they're light. They have that like
I like how you say pecans.
Pecan. Is it a pecan that has like that looks like a clit cover?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, it does look like a clitoral hood.
It's like the raisin of nut. It's like the.
It does. I've never been able to. Oh my god, I've been trying. I've been staring at my vagina so much lately, trying to like come up with new things that it looks like because it changes all the time.
Yeah.
And I have been staring at that little cover, the clitoral hood, and being like, "What does it look like?" I know chewed up piece of gum is so overused. Yeah. It looks like a pecan.
A pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan pie.
Yeah, and then it's a slice it's of pie down there.
Pecan pie, yeah. Yeah. Warm. Throw some ice cream on it. Oh, milk.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else about Wilkes Bar?
Just those two things.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good to know. I'm going to definitely... I love writing roast jokes for towns.
I wonder how much HBO has given back to Wilkes Bar. It's like, I love these things that start there, and they don't end there.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, we're going to the city.
Well,
we kind of grew out of
I went
you.
To, what's its name? I guess it was Madison last week.
Yes.
And I was doing a bunch of jokes about interesting facts about Madison.
Madison, Wisconsin.
And it was named after James Madison, which is interesting because James Madison's never even been to Madison. The day that Madison was being named, that town, was James Madison. The president had died that week. So they were like, let's name it Madison. So I said... Why don't you name it Farley, Wisconsin? Because Chris Farley was born there. And that is like such a cool, it would be so cool to name it Farley because James Madison's never even fucking been to Madison, you know? And then someone yelled out, Otis Redding! And I was like, yeah, I like, because they wanted that to be a fact about their town. And I'm like, was he born here? And they go, no. And I go, exactly. Because Otis Redding died in Madison in a plane crash into a lake. I kind of wanted to skip that fact.
Yeah, it's not the most fun fact.
No, it wasn't. You could call it even Otis.
But these
Otis
towns, Redding. You can't. I mean, Madison's such a college town. Everyone knows it as Madison.
I know. How cool, though, would it be to be rebranded and call it Farley, Wisconsin? Like, you just rename it.
I know.
Why
it's
not?
Just tough because if Farley was from another town next to Madison, you could change it.
What?
If he was from like a town next to Madison.
No, you can change names. You can change things.
I know, but it's so ingrained.
But yeah, but that's how things, it's like, well, we love slaves. We've always had them. Sometimes you got to change some stuff.
A different name for slaves? I mean, I think that one's fine.
Yeah, call them Otises. Oh, God. Cut that was right not there. Good. Yeah, what? You can cut that. I didn't mean to do that. I just was picking a reference from before and it just so happened to be a black man. No, stop.
This is going to be our new code for you said something Hitler-like.
It sucks when you say something accidentally racist and it doesn't, like when you, oh man, one time you had a really bad one.
Let's just have fun.
But it's just, but it happens. I would never have said that joke had I thought that I was saying a black person's name to supplement what we should, the new name for slaves would be.
We're cutting all this, right?
I don't think we have to cut it. I didn't mean anything bad by it.
Okay.
You can accidentally say things that are racist and go, oh boy, I wouldn't have said
that's
that
true.
Had I thought about it a second more.
I know. I remember I had that one. I forget exactly how.
I remember it because it was just, sometimes you just go, whoa, that's such a weird coincidence that happened.
Yes.
Because I said that it was Salt and Pepper and Kid and Play. And you go, are there any other N's on the bill? Because it was Salt and Pepper, Kid and Play.
I heard it from you and I go, fuck. And then I was like, actually, it's not a bad joke.
Well, no.
But it comes off
like,
so racist.
Yeah, if you're talking about, like, if there were white people bands called Kid and Play,
yes.
Salt and Pepper, saying, are there any other N's, like, you know, bands with N in
yes.
it. But when you say
Guns and Roses.
Yes. If you say, like, the, but you said it at, as a joke about the letter yes. N being, you know, instead of and. But then when you said it, us a beat later, we both go, oh, God, no. And that, to me, is not cancelable when you accidentally say something that can be interpreted as racist, as seen earlier in the show. Cancel.
Cancel and.
News.
All right. So the first news story is Howard Stern calls out Uh-oh. Hypocrisy of reaction to Dave Chappelle's attacker compared to the Will Smith slap.
Oh, interesting.
But what's your take on the whole thing that happened?
Wait, what's hypocrisy? His point? Yeah, what's his point?
All right, so he said, this guy jumped on stage and attacked Dave Chappelle. As soon as that happened, did they let him go back to his seat and laugh and sit next yes. to his wife and then give him an award? No, they took him backstage, broke his arms and hands so bad they fucking beat the shit out of him. And then he said, let me skip over this.
I was disturbed by that picture of the... Was he trans?
No. He was a Trump supporter, actually.
Oh, really? I was still disturbed by that photo,
well,
deeply.
Well, Chappelle said after he tried to tackle him, he goes, must have been a trans guy. Like, he went back, that was his first thing that he said. So he everyone's going after it. Chappelle, even though he got attacked. I feel bad for him that he
Chappelle?
Got attacked.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Fucking sucks.
What was the so what happened, Noah? Like, what was the joke? I haven't looked into it at all because I'm just so I thought it was a trans thing, and I'm honestly so exhausted by Chappelle's trans thing.
It was more of a no. The guy was a Trump supporter.
Okay, well still,
he was a rapper, and in his rap song, he said something about Donald Trump being his president or something. But we don't know his motive. Like, that hasn't come out.
It wasn't a joke that set him off.
They have
planned.
No idea
yeah, this
what
is.
His motive is. They just arrested him. He's probably...
Just a crazy person. Just like Will Smith.
He wasn't wearing a tuxedo, though.
Here's what Howard said. The audience at the Oscars gave Will Smith a standing ovation after the attack. That's the truth. It's on film. It's not fake news. They didn't break Will's hands. They shook them, and it's wrong, and they all should be ashamed of themselves.
Agreed. Even if you have empathy for him, I say agree.
I heard a really interesting argument about why that happened, why people applauded him, why everyone like remained like at nothing happened. Because I expected, I'm a subscriber to Sam Harris and Ricky Gervais's podcast yes. called Mentally Something. Will you look it up, Noah? I'm sorry. It's called, but it's, I love it so much. And
isn't it called Chubby Mensa? No,
Chubby Mensa.
I thought that's what it was called.
What is that a joke about?
Just Ricky Gervais is chubby and the other guys.
Absolutely Mental.
Brilliant.
Absolutely Mental.
That's a great name for a
podcast.
That
would be good.
We should call it that.
Well, I want to name our next podcast No But Yeah, because you say it all the time.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, but no. No, but yeah. Yeah, but no. It's kind of funny. Maybe in a segment. But Ricky said that the reason he thinks... Because they did a whole podcast that you can actually listen to. Sam Harris like put it on his podcast, Making Sense. You can actually listen to it where they break down the Will Smith thing. It was a couple weeks after it happened, so it's kind of like old news. But he said why everyone remained neutral afterwards and acted like nothing happened is because it was such – being in that room in that moment, it was such – an insane thing to happen. Much like, you know, if you have an alcoholic family member and they just like – either violently have an outburst and then afterwards Amber Heard talked about it. The first time Johnny Depp hit her, she started laughing afterwards because she was just so shocked that it was so out of character for him, because she had asked about a tattoo on his arm that says Wino forever because it used to said Winona because Winona Ryder. And so he thought she thought she just goes, what's that about? And he fucking decked her. And she laughed. And he goes, and then as soon as she laughed, because she was so shocked at what this was, what just happened, he hit her again to be like, don't you fucking laugh at me. So that's what happened with the audience, possibly. What Ricky says is that they wanted so badly to not believe that that just happened.
Yes.
And were so in denial of it. It wasn't like they were like choosing to be like, oh, we like this guy who just violently attacked Chris Rock. It was like, let's go back to normal. Everything's fine. Like the way, and let me just say, most actors and celebrities come from alcoholic homes where you act like everything is fine after someone gets drunk, after someone verbally abuses someone, after someone hits someone. These families, you guys know it. Besties know this. if something freakish happens in your family the next morning, everything's fine. Let's not talk about it. And like, that's what America is founded on, is like this.
That makes a lot of sense.
Denial.
To me.
And I think it makes sense too to me. It's like this freakish thing happens and you just gotta like, let's go on with the show, act like everything's normal. And then Questlove was meditating during everything that happened. He didn't even see what happened because he was giving an award next.
Mm-hmm.
Or he was about to be up for an award that he won from Chris Rock. So he was meditating during the moment it happened, didn't know it happened. He heard like commotion, but it wasn't. If you're closing your eyes meditating, you don't know what happened during that moment. It was just like he heard talking and then all of a sudden, whoa, and then slap and maybe, but like there was. It
maybe
wasn't,
Chris Rock told a dirty joke that like got a reaction from the audience.
I mean, I wonder why he didn't snap out of it when Will Smith was like, get your, my wife's name out of your motherfucking mouth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that one snapped out of it. But Questlove going up there, accepting the award like everything was normal, probably jolted people into a sense of like, okay, we're back on. And so that made sense to me, even though.
Well, I think, I think environment plays a huge role. It's like if you get attacked at an outdoor show and you have 30 security guards too, like, and your way, like that person to Will, to Dave Chappelle is nothing, right? Like, and to everybody, that person's nothing. And that's probably why he's attacking someone like Dave Chappelle, because the world sees him as nothing, right?
Remember Soy
so
Bomb?
Then we just beat the shit out of him because he's nothing.
Right.
Will Smith, on the other hand, is everything. He's about to get an Oscar.
Yeah.
He's in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
You're in a place where if you act out of line as an actor, your career could get hurt. No one wants to offend in those circumstances. Right, but at a comedy show,
it wasn't the audience's job to stand up to him.
It's not.
It was the Academy's job.
Yeah, there should have been security.
I'm sure there were security people there. I'm sure they sniffed for bombs. I mean, this is a huge event. Like there were people there that could have gotten him out of that. It was their job, and that's what was
also how Chris Rock reacted to it. Because Chris Rock reacted to it very calmly.
I know he did. Weird,
because
great
he was
job.
Shocked.
I saw him last week.
He was shocked.
It was wild to see him. Emil and I are just sitting at this table and Chris Rock walks by. Birbiglia was there too, who he's hosting Kimmel this week. It's so weird that Kimmel got COVID. Birbiglia fills in. And I was with Birbiglia like a week. I always do that. Like, you know how you I was connect. Talking about like, I always, when something happens, I think about where was I when that happened? It's always weird to me to be like, whoa, I was just with Birbiglia and he was just like talking about like, you know, work on his building and like the pipes and the plumbing and like, now he's like hosting Kimmel. It's just like a cool thing. But anyway, Chris Rock walked in and Emil and I were both like, it's so weird to like see his face where like that's where Will Smith like hit it. Like there's just like this weird moment of like, I can't believe that person is the same person that was. It's just weird to see. But he looked well.
Also, we learned that your dad does exactly what you did. We learned that recently that
what?
He was like, oh, I was here when this happened.
Oh, yeah.
Your dad verbatim said, and I was like, oh.
I remember where I was when I heard that song or like when that. When that person was.
I think like if you hung out with my parents, you would be like, oh, this is.
Everything
it's kind of cool
sense.
When I hang out with your parents. I'm like, okay, you got that. This is this piece. This is this. It's like putting
it
together a puzzle.
It lets you off the hook a little bit for like, it's not just me.
Yeah.
It's so nice when someone, you can go, okay, that's why she's that way.
Yeah. This
You're
is why she tells
weird.
Stories about Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I love going at your dad for that. I love me and your dad's relationship. We
I
really bust each other's balls. It's great.
It really makes me happy that
awesome.
You can do that. He is an awesome guy.
Yeah.
And I love that so many people like love him from watching the show. And you're going to love him even more. He wasn't even a part of the last episode because of COVID.
Ah.
But this Sunday, thanks for watching, everyone. The ratings were good.
That's great.
Yeah.
First time I'm hearing it.
Yeah. So actually, I heard it last night for the first time. Wait, did you look up something?
No, Ailey.
Oh, yeah.
Texting. We were texting back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And they said they were happy with the premiere numbers.
Yeah, I was too. Very happy.
Fuck yeah.
So good job, everyone. Let's take a quick break and come back with more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed.
The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We're back. It's time for sports.
Here's Andrew's weekly sports moment.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
No, actually, this is a positive story.
Oh,
nice. Let me get you guys up. An NFL player turned neurosurgeon, Dr. Myrone Rolay, shares the secret behind his success, saying he challenges himself to get 2% better every single day by breaking down large goals into small tasks.
Okay. So 2% better every day by breaking up large goals into small tasks.
In 50 days.
That makes sense for like a football player. Like it's all like, oh, 3 more yards to that down or whatever. Does that make sense? I make sense? Yes. That's my first attempt at making anything connected to football.
So he,
like it's always like just you go little by little to score a touchdown. It's like you don't go the whole, you don't try to get it all in the first go. You go
here. He learned his 2% mindset from his football coach at Florida State. And he was
This guy was brilliant. He went to Oxford. Okay. Like he got drafted. Like he could have just
Oxford's.
He wears Oxford's. He could have just been an NFL football player, you know, like the idea, like, a lot of people make fun of football players. Like, they're these fucking idiots, blah, blah, blah. To learn an NFL playbook is just as hard as anything else.
I can't understand the game. I think you can't even understand to understand football. It's so confusing.
So to do that on top of it's like becoming coding. A neurosurgeon is just...
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like... But you know, I'm sure he was called a nerd because he was well-spoken and went to Oxford. I'm sure there were people growing up that were like, oh, you're going to be a neurosurgeon?
I love...
More than... Even like, a football player.
I love reading Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's
biography.
No, his blog. It's just funny to see a guy who, you know, was one of the best basketball players ever be also like this. Just
duality.
Loving shows like The New Girl, Bridgerton, and doing like reviews of them.
Oh,
you guys
really?
Should check out. You can subscribe to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's like newsletter, and he's just he writes these like fascinating articles. He was taking apart that new show about the LA Lakers.
Winning time. He didn't like how he was portrayed. He told a kid to fuck you, and yeah, everyone's like.
He made a good point about why he didn't like how he was portrayed. He was like, I would never speak to kids that way, and I run a foundation supporting kids and like helping kids out. And if I lose funding because someone who wants to maybe do some charity work with me sees this show and then doesn't want to support our fundraising because they think I told a kid to fuck off, then kids lose out. So yes. I don't care that you think I told a kid to fuck off, which I didn't do. I don't like that this is going to eventually hurt kids because they're going to think of me from that show and not want to work with me and my foundation. So I thought that was a really good point.
Yeah, it's a great point.
I'm going to send you his article because he just breaks it down like why things in that show are so misrepresented and why, of course, you're allowing like fictional interpretation of real events. Like he doesn't expect everything to be to the T, but that how some of it's harmful because it didn't need to be fictionalized. But I think this is a great it's great to hear this thing of like just chopping away. That's a great bit reminder by bit, yeah. All the time. We all know that to be true. It's good to hear it because
that's why COVID was so depressing, because you can't get better. You could get better from COVID. Like you could look at it like, oh, COVID's its own little touchdown, and that you can keep getting healthier you know, eating vitamins, treating yourself better, drinking more water.
I picture like,
yeah, chewing on fucking Fred Flintstone
fish oil, just pop them in your Barney. Mouth like gushers.
What you want to do is you want to blow Barney before you chew down the whole thing, Wilma.
Driving with your feet.
But like that's why COVID's so depressing, because when you start getting 2% better and then it's like, hey, you want to go back another 20% because of something outside your control.
I guess it's more goal-oriented in terms of things that you can, quote-unquote, control.
Yes.
I know that when I was trying to write my book, I came up with a plan because I was just so daunted by this like proposal, which is already the baby step to writing a book. A proposal is a very short version. You only do one chapter, but you give, you know, summaries for each chapter, just a couple paragraphs. So it's already less daunting than a book. But for some reason, I couldn't get it done. And then we came up with a plan because Wordle was really in back then. And I may have talked about this on the show, bears repeating. I was like, it'd be nice if every day you sent me something that was like a Wordle. Every day it's like, it just pops in and it's a little assignment for me that it's just baby steps. The other day, my apartment is just a fucking disaster. It is like, I can't unpack. I don't have room for all the stuff I have. I don't know where to get rid of it all. I am so overwhelmed. And the other day, and it's been like, then just fucking treat it like shit. Like, who cares? And the other day, I set my alarm for an hour. And I'm just like, just put away things for an hour and listen to a podcast. And when the hour's up, you have to stop. This is not something that you get to keep going. Mm-hmm. And exactly an hour, I was like, I'm getting tired. Like, let me look at the clock. Exactly was on an hour. And I was like, yes, I can stop. And it wasn't done. But man, it made me feel so much better to have that clean of space. Or working out or anything. Like the 20%, if you can't do it all, just do whatever you can
do. Or 2%,
do.
He said. But yeah, which is even lower. But yeah, no.
Two times 10
divided by 10 is. But no, I think, yeah, I think that setting a time where you go, you don't overthink it. Like that's everything that I feel like, I think me and you, me for instance.
Yeah.
I will overthink a task and then it will cause me to be paralyzed.
Yep.
To do that task.
Getting back to a text.
Stop overthinking. Yep. Just do it.
Just do. Nike. This segment is brought to you by Nike. No, it's not. We have to get to Fanthrax, our weekly fan letters. Let's do it.
Fuck yeah. Noah's fiance.
All right, Noah.
All right, I have two DMs that we got. One is an update. Do you remember last week we had Mark's voicemail? He listens to the show at like 5 in the morning. He was like very bombastic.
Yes, the trucker. Oh, yeah. Trucker. He had to go in on Saturday.
He had that kind of like morning radio DJ energy.
Yes. Okay, so he goes.
He's back.
Yes, he goes, Vagitus Mark here. Yeah, I was exhausted and still am. Glad you could relate. It's Wednesday morning here and I'm at work on my day off. I'm an air traffic controller.
Whoa. That's right. I think I'm following him now because I know, having had air traffic controller friends before, or fans, that they can affect when I leave. It's all up to the air traffic controller. It's so crazy.
Remember you telling this to people that work.
Yeah, a pilot and the flight attendants.
And they looked
attendants.
At you like you were crazy.
And I go, I'm texting my friend who's an air traffic controller. We're going to be good to go soon. And they were like, yeah, right. And
they
hated
that.
They did. But guess what? I was right. I think Mark might have been the one who wrote me last week. And he was like, hey, are you flying west from St. Louis anytime soon? Next time you are, let me know. I'll fucking hook it up. And I'm like,
I'll hook it up.
I'm not kidding you. These guys like are the ones that control who leaves. And these are the ones. And some of it comes down to if they want to let that guy, if they like that pilot or not. It really, at some point, things can be both. It can both be like safe to fly and you can like this pilot more than the other.
Interesting.
You know, it could both be safe for both these pilots to fly.
But are pilots
at the same
not making money because they didn't get to fly?
Maybe, but guess what? A manager might give us a shift to someone that they like rather than someone they don't like. So, you know, attitude, your relationship with people you work with, despite we think like FAA regulations, both it can be clear skies and good for two different pilots to fly. One might be delayed and the other might go on time, or it's the other way around and they might choose.
But it might be dangerous and the plane might crash.
No,
but they're
but
just
I'm
doing
it's
a solid
not.
For a
no,
celebrity.
They wouldn't do that. These guys are like air traffic controllers.
No, I just love the idea
are,
of like, there's no engine. And you're like, yeah, but dude, Nikki Glaser fucking is texting me
like,
back.
But if both can be true is what I'm saying. If both like
both the lights are on you again.
Let's say there's two.
Oh, that no. I just noticed.
How did that?
Oh, yeah, because I had to shoot a video the other day. I'm so sorry, Noah.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's DMJ, not Noah. Our editors.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, DMJ. Sorry, Jesus, Miro,
sorry,
and Jesus.
Sorry, my face is darker.
All right, let's get to the next one.
Okay.
Like, both lights can be on me is so funny.
I just noticed, seriously, while you're talking.
Wait, let's see what changes. Hold on. Let's see how big of a dip. Okay.
Oh, wait, you went too far. But it's fine.
Oh, my God, I really did. That looks like the Pixar. They look like they have personalities, or lights.
They really do.
All right. Okay, next Fanthrax.
Okay, quick one. Another DM from Dana. Bestie, I always forget poop bags when I walk my dog, and twice in the past week, I've used your trick to just cover it up in dirt and pick it up. LOL.
Yes.
I'm just walking around my neighborhood with a huge clump of dirt poop.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for actually using my technique. I want to say that today, I was walking Luigi in my Crocs, pale legs, really a rain jacket that my housekeeper goes, oh, are you a firefighter now? She like negged me.
Oh,
I
nice.
Want to fuck her now.
You should. Yeah.
So I looked disgusting and a guy walked by two guys walked by. I didn't even know if I wasn't even thinking about them. And then I looked behind me because Luigi was kind of like pulling. So I turned around and they were both looking at me and like getting out their phones. And so I kind of looked at them like, oh, hi, you know, waved. And he goes, you got poop bags today? And I was like, I do, because I was getting one out of the thing. And so I'm getting recognized for like not having poop bags, which is honestly that method, which I invented. I'm very proud of.
I invented
and
it.
I did invent it.
It was like the Cobb salad from Curb.
But it is. I did invent it. I mean, I'm sure other people have used it before.
No,
I'm
the mulch. People are like, people go, do you know mulch is also made out of shit?
That's a good point.
You shit on a shit.
Oh, and I do want to say about the housekeeper. Can we just tell the quick story?
Can I tell a quick story, though, about the poop picking up? People were very on your side. They go, you know what? She picked it up. Fuck that guy. Like, they were mad at me for saying you were getting canceled because you still picked it up.
Yes, yes, yes.
But
and
if you
know
saw
what?
It live, if you're there live, it
let
was,
me just also say that
live.
If you don't feel like doing the mulch method, when you leave a piece of poop, next time you go out, you pick up two pieces of poop. You find a piece of poop that isn't yours and you pick it up.
2%.
And then you, it, both can be true.
Duality.
Right. Both can be poo.
Boop.
And I do have to say, the other day when I did it, right after the show had debuted on Monday, I did it with grass and I put it on my Instagram story. I was so happy to be able to write, poops, I did it again. It was such, it was like one of those things where you go, oh my God, I wrote, oops, I did it again. And I go, wait, how often do you come across a word that is just like poop on a thing that you're saying? It's like one of those beautiful moments, like that one we had before that ended up being racist, where you go, if it wasn't racist, it would be extremely clever in a coincidence.
Or disgusting.
Yes.
Okay.
Noah, next up.
All right.
Oh, no, we were going to tell the story. Go ahead. Sorry.
You want to tell the story or voicemail?
No, don't, just skip it. We'll, okay. We'll save it. Columbine.
Okay. So here's a voicemail from Tito.
Tito.
Hey, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. This is Tito from Arizona. Just want to say, you know, I love the pod. It's something I look forward to, you know, listening to every day when
aww.
Go to work or walk or whatever. But anyways, I was listening to the last podcast on when you guys were talking about video games, and I'm like, wow, this is something that I'm very fond of, you know, gaming for, you know, 40 plus years now. So I just have a question about your gaming. You know, you should probably get a Nintendo Switch. That way you guys can do some, you know, quick gaming on the go. You guys are on the road all the time.
Oh.
But anyways, also my question to you is about games. If you can actually create a game, what would it be about? Would it be something typical like a racing game, a fighting game, or maybe something like, you know, a game where you have to get rid of the "kuh" from the world?
Oh.
You know, you see like, for example, your character can go around silencing horribly loud-ass mufflers from cars oh, yeah. that are going 20 miles
like
an hour.
Like a "kuh" game.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's all.
Defeating the
"kuh." You know, it'd be funny.
And sorry if I don't have an ASMR voice. Hamdrick.
You do.
So anyways, going back, that's it for me. And
another.
I love an accent.
Jack in the box.
That's good. I no, ASMR voices with accents are so soothing. I'm listening to this book right now called How to Stop Overeating or something.
Oh.
I Can't Stop Eating is called the book, but it's an audiobook on YouTube. And the woman, I've told Bessie this before, if you have binge eating situation, this book is great to listen to. But even if you don't, her voice is so soothing reading this book. And it's just like, I love an accent. So Tito, you do have an ASMR voice. What would be your video game, Andrew?
Well, I was just thinking a character in, it's called GTA, I think.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. It's like, but someone calling out "kuh" and that guy, like, because that whole video game is so
good. Being able to go "kuh."
Yeah, like when he's throwing a woman out of a moving car so
and
he could drive.
And she yells "kuh."
Yeah, she goes "kuh." And he's
oh my God.
Just adding "kuh" to that game would be great. And then my other idea would be, it'd be more for kids, but like every like kid in like a small town, they play backyard football. And like backyard football, but make it a video game. So then, I don't know, I just think a lot of people can, or like backyard baseball, where you play in people's backyards and you're the star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That could be kind of fun.
I would have a Taylor Swift one where I get to be Taylor Swift and go through her whole day and like write songs, kind of like the Kim Kardashian game.
Oh.
Where like where you just like live Taylor's life and you have to write songs, you have to like go into relationships and have breakups so that you can write about that, like that kind of thing.
Like a metaverse kind of thing, like a Sims kind
but
of thing.
I also want to say, fuck, what did you just say? You were talking
GTA, backyard football.
So Emily is one of our listeners that became a listener, a bestie of the show after I was on a local NPR St. Louis public radio station. It was called St. Louis On Air, and it's with Sarah Fenske as the host. I was on her show a while back, I think maybe for F-Boy Island. I don't even know what it was for. But Emily is another radio host there who fills in for Sarah sometimes. And from my interview, she was like, oh, I'm going to check out this podcast. I want to check out like, and now since then she's become a bestie. And yesterday I went in with my dad to do an interview with her because she was filling in for Sarah.
Oh, that's dope.
And she was like, I actually became a bestie since the last time, you know, you were in here. And it was so funny because she was having an ocular migraine before the show was coming on and she could feel it because she says that her vision starts to look like an oil spill. Like, looks blurry. And she said that at some point, she was like, I just want to warn you guys, at some point I might have to like put on my sunglasses because that's why the lights are dim in here. It's not like she wasn't in pain. Ocular migraines are usually just affect your vision like in a crazy way. And she was like, I might have to put on my sunglasses and I just don't want you to think I'm "kuh." And it was, and my dad was goes, did she say "kuh"? Like, you could see my dad, because my dad's heard "kuh" since high school. He doesn't really realize the proliferation of it since the podcast.
Yes.
For him to hear someone who doesn't know me from high school use "kuh" was so mind-blowing to him. It was so touching. It was such a great interview because she had become a bestie. She was just able to talk from this place where she like really knew me. So shout out to Emily. And my interview will be today on St. Louis Public Radio, which you can definitely find on their like podcast. Final thought. We both just went to the bathroom.
Oh my God. I peed so long.
I
drink so much water.
How many times do you
now?
Pee a day?
A lot. Too much.
I heard on Chris's radio show today that men wash their hands between like five times a day and women wash their hands eight times a day. And then they were talking about like, oh, it's because women pee more often. And I was like, and then Brando on the show was like, eight times a day? That's an insane amount of time to pee. And I probably pee 20 times a day.
I'm with you there. Like, I don't know how much water he's drinking.
What about Noah? Noah, how much do you pee a day?
I don't pee a day a lot. I just pee during the night like eight times, which is annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
That is annoying.
That sucks.
But I just had to wipe with the, because I went in the other bathroom because you were in that one. I went in the guest room that I never put. I had to wipe with the toilet roll. It still had some like
mulch?
Yeah, and mulch. But it's such a weird feeling, but I did wipe with that. And there's no trash basket in there.
Yeah.
So I just put it back on the roll because I'm going to get it later. No one uses that one, so I just have to remember to get it later.
Why right. In my mind I'm Fanthrax. Like doing like Memento?
I have a tangible letter that I got on the road 2 weeks ago that I haven't opened yet. ASMR.
Oh. Is this from the same person that wrote me a letter?
Oh my god. Oh my god, the card is amazing. It's a Seinfeld card. It says yada yada yada. I'm definitely putting this on my refrigerator. It's so cute. Oh, and it's a picture of her and I that she printed from meeting. It says, long story short, I got you this card for your birthday. Have a happy one. And she crossed out birthday. Couldn't resist this card when picking one out. I hope Houston treated you well. Bestie, Rachel. So this is Rachel from Houston. And she also included a letter. Let me just read it. I'm writing this from my SSDJ counting down the last 15 minutes. I actually do love my job, but I am chained to a desk all day. I just wanted to thank you for always being so open and honest. Listening to the pod has taught me so much about myself. And like other besties, my friends and family quickly caught on when I would tell them a story about my friend, Nikki. It just happened organically. I'm so thrilled that y'all came back to Houston. As you can see, I've included a pic from years ago at the Houston Improv. You embraced me in this moment like a true friend, and I've never forgotten how awesome that felt from someone I so admired. Keep kicking ass. Love, Rachel. We are loving meeting besties. I have been going on Instagram Live, and it's such a cute thing that a lot of people chat. Like, one person on an Instagram Live was like, I'm worried about you becoming too famous and like forgetting us besties, or like sharing you with other people, like the mass people. And I totally relate to that feeling with every person I've ever loved. When like people start, like they get too popular, I'm like, I'm gonna lose them. It's how I felt about Kirsten when she started being popular in high school. I'm like, now everyone is, I can't, she's not mine anymore. And I just want to say, like, I understand that feeling, and I will never ever forget the besties. And you will always see, when you meet me in line at a show, you know, if you go, I'm a bestie, or I listen to the podcast, people in the line that aren't kind of feel weird about how I then, like, they feel left out. And I can say that because they're not listening to this. And if you are listening to this,
welcome.
Welcome. I will embrace you in a different way because it's just different, y'all. It is just, and I'm saying y'all because you wrote it in that, it's different. And I honestly am going to put this picture of me and my fan on my refrigerator.
And we met
fun thing to send, give me pictures of us.
We met those two girls.
And I'll put them on my refrigerator. I love, because my fans are my friends.
We met those two girls that had, they literally look like a beat journalists.
Oh my god, these two little girls, and they sent us pictures of the notes because we have to address them at some point. I have to get back to one of them because her dad's an IVF doctor who said that he would freeze my eggs. He would do it as like a discount, possibly.
I think he's just creepy.
Yeah,
I think he's just into that.
No, he's not. He's her dad is. It's in Chicago too.
You know what? What's really funny now is that we have merch.
Yes.
And so someone will have like nine pieces of merch on and go, I'm a bestie.
I love it's like, it.
Yeah, we know.
I love we know. When you wear your merch because I spot you in line beforehand and I'm like, yes,
yeah,
I can't
it's
wait.
Coming.
And I wore my Nikki Glaser podcast blue shirt on the Michael Rappaport edition of Wendy Williams the other day.
Smart.
And I was so excited to wear it. It looks so good.
Yeah.
That shirt is so cute. And I really embraced it because I've seen so many girls and guys make it look so awesome. This other person sent me a really long letter. And I just want to say shout out to Perry, who offered me to make a pet portrait for me. So if you want to get a pet portrait, you can probably search in our followers, Perry. She didn't leave her Instagram, Perry, and they do amazing pet portraits, which I'm going to have them. Oh, here it is. Perry Patterson Art. If
now
you want
to,
that's a great gift, by the way, is to do a pet portrait for your mom, for your dad. If you have someone in your life who loves their pet, it's not as expensive as you would think, and it's just, it supports an artist. So Perry Patterson Art on Instagram.
I'm going to use her.
We have to go. Anything else?
Whenever I see Noah hold up rap, I'm just like, all right, I'll freestyle. Fucking.
She's she holds up a sign that says WRAP.
I'm just always like, in a little part of my mind, I'm just like, I was a young boy when I grew up strong. I never had a dick that was that long. But I don't give a fuck because I wrote this song. Every day come along. I'm the one. Jack Harlow sucks.
Every single day I try to rhyme. It doesn't even matter if I ate a lime. Or I rode a scooter and it was called a lime. I gotta go because I'm out of time.
It's kind of fun to like challenge yourself to do some stupid rap.
Yes.
Like that.
Let's do that at the end
every
time.
Let's do that every day.
Yes.
Just a couple bars.
4 bars.
And by the way, this is not written. You can't, comedians can't clip this and be like, they think they're rappers. We're doing it because we know we're bad.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. I'm doing it because I know I'm bad. Don't think that I think I'm good. Love you guys. Thank you so much for the letters and everything. We will see you next week. Have the best weekend. Don't be good. And
Jack Coding.
You can't just throw a word
There's
on.
There's a C in there.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.